Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Planning for Retirement. We are Mountain Star Financial. My name is Jerem Olson, and our advisor is Scott Nelson.
Hey.
And Elise is just incredible. We have an incredible team behind us, and we're really excited today to talk about alternative investments known as structured notes. Now, something a lot of people see when they first come into the office is they just see us three or four team members behind the desk. But because of our very key partnerships and people backing us up, there are teams upon teams of different companies that are helping us come up with the best strategies for you. Now, one of those key partnerships that we have is called Barnabas Capital. And they are an awesome group based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, that allows us to help some of our clients get into alternative investments known as structured notes. Now, Scott, would you mind explaining what structured notes are?
Sure. So structured notes are a derivative product that are offered by big banks. And when I say big banks, we're talking about names like Goldman Sachs, Chase, Bank of Montreal, Ontario, UBS, BBVA. I mean, these are global in scope and scale. And with these, the banks offer the notes, which come in different types. The idea behind them is to give you a higher return, but to temper the risk in the stock market. And so the note that most closely resembles something you'd be familiar with would be an income note. And with these, the bank offers a fixed rate of interest for a fixed period of time, much like a CD. But unlike a CD, the bank can exercise their privilege to call the note early, which simply means they're giving you all your money back ahead of the maturity date. The only downside to that is then finding somewhere else to put your money back to work. It's not really a big issue. The notes typically have at least one and usually two or more what they call underliers. An underlier might be a market index. It might be an individual stock. And the bank provides in the note thresholds that as long as those market indexes or stock prices stay above a certain level, then all of your money comes back, the interest is paid, and it's not an issue. What we do on our team then is to take those notes through another level of due diligence just to see what is the probability that the bank would have, that the underlier would perform in such a way that our client might see some type of a loss. And as long as our research suggests that it looks pretty decent, then we'll recommend it. All of us do have some of these in our portfolios because it reduces your risk.
Okay, awesome. Now, what are some appropriate situations for, you know, potential clients who would want to get into one of these notes? When would it be a suitable investment choice?
Well, as long as a client has sufficient in an emergency fund somewhere, so they don't have need to get to the cash during the note's term. It's possible to sell them on the secondary market, but you may cause a loss if you do get out early. We would never want that. And so long as we're not putting too much money there. So what we believe in our firm is that bond funds have not worked properly as a tempering agent in a portfolio for a long time. I'm pleased to report that we're not alone in that opinion. The Wall Street Journal, Ernst & Young, and many others have the same opinion. So we have gone in search of things that will help with that. So in addition to notes, we use tools like fixed indexed annuities to make sure that, particularly in a retirement plan, that there's going to be lifelong income without market risk. But there may still be additional assets that are in their equity account that represent more equity position than they really want, but they don't need any additional income-producing assets like an annuity. Then there is an opportunity to utilize these structured notes to provide additional safe, relatively income and higher yields. So typically we see on the income note side offerings of at least 9% per year earnings. I dare you to show me a CD that will do that. And occasionally we see some much higher offerings which are compelling. I mean, we really have to look at that. And where it's appropriate for a portion of the portfolio, this can reduce risk and increase the return.
I'm just going to add on to what you were talking about. His question, you know, who would benefit from maybe investing in a structured note? Maybe those that don't really know too much about investing. And a lot of times they know, my money can do a lot better than in my savings. And so then they look at CDs at a bank, which, I don't know, three, four maybe.
Yep. Right now.
Percent. And what Scott just mentioned, that these structured notes are getting at least 9. And so if someone is laddering CDs at a bank, those might be good candidates, you know, for those maturity dates on those CDs to maybe move it into a structured note that they would, one or two of, if they're laddering those at a bank, this is a great alternative if they're looking for something that has a better return for them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And banks have offered these products to high net worth investors for quite a long time.
Right.
But it used to be that the minimum investment for one of these was $1 million. And so that $1 million would have had to been a small percentage of that individual's overall portfolio. Well, let's face it, there's not a lot of us that would qualify to participate. But what the banks discovered is that by using investment advisory firms and with the advent of better technology and software, now the minimum purchase for a structured note is simply $1,000. Well, now this is attainable for virtually anyone, right? And it just makes for a fun tool to have, one of many. I mean, we would never recommend ever that anyone put everything into a single structured note. Just wouldn't be prudent. But for a portion of it that would have otherwise been designated to be placed in, say, a bond fund, this is in the same category as bond funds in terms of risk,
yeah,
but with a much better yield.
It seems to me like it's kind of a win-win situation. They are putting a portion of their funds into a place that's going to be working for them at higher rates, and all of their other financial needs are met. Therefore, they're qualified to do something extra, do something more with the excess money that they have.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yep, we hate lazy money. We want to see it working really hard.
It's awesome. And something cool, too, like that I remember you teaching me is not a lot of financial advisors are able to offer these products to their clients. Is that the case?
I haven't heard of them. Yeah. We look at a lot of people's statements from other institutions, and I've seen one other case, but it happened to be a big bank. Mm-hmm. That was offering their structured notes through their wealth advisors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So no, this isn't something that you're going to see typically. Yeah. So it's one of, I think, several differentiators for our firm.
That's amazing. I remember my training actually in North Carolina at Barnabas. The person in charge of the structured notes spoke to us briefly about some of the incredible things about these alternative investments. And he pointed out that because these big banks are all competing for business, they're able to offer the best rates. That competitiveness makes the rates better for the people wanting to get involved and do those things. So thank you guys for taking the time and the opportunity to talk about these structured notes. Is there anything you would like to add?
We're here to help. If there's questions that you have about your portfolio, you just like a free second opinion, please take advantage. Go to our website at mountstarfinancial.com. Schedule a free consultation. We'll see if we can't help you.
We love meeting people. We love hearing your story, and we love helping where we can.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone.